One of the sad things this Christmas is how many people have died this year, friends of the family and relatives. My aunt Lily died in May, and my father's friend Chuck Frankel died last month in November, and his old school friend, well, he was a school friend, but he also went to College Street Baptist Church with my father. My father's father was a minister. College Street Baptist Church is in Toronto, so Harold Chapman was, a church friend. And he died just in the last couple of weeks. And today we got some very sad news that my father's cousin, Arthur MacDonald, died in Prince Edward Island. And Arthur was the one remaining son of my grandmother's sister, Jessie. So there was Arthur Lloyd Ronald and Jean and Robert. And Arthur was the sole survivor of all those brothers. They all had farms in Prince Edward Island. And my family went out and stayed with him a couple of times, two different summers when we were children. And it was great because Arthur and his brothers, who were, I think all of them were alive back then, they had tobacco farms at the time, and they grew potatoes and tobacco. And so we learned about that. We learned about the tobacco. We learned about farm life. They had horses and ponies, and they were just real farmers. And we also did things like top the tobacco, so pick the flowers off the top so that the plants wouldn't go to seed. And after there was a big hurricane when we were out there and we had to stand the plants up, the tobacco plants had blown over, and we had to help stand them up again. I was pretty young, but I was in the fields when people were doing it. And it was really great. I mean, they had so many children, and we developed lasting relationships with a lot of those children, our cousins, and we spent great summers there, down on the beach. The sand is red in Prince Edward Island, so we played on the seaside, and we learned all about the industry in that part of the world. I haven't been there for years. I haven't been there since I was a child, actually. I've been to the Maritimes, and I lived out there in Halifax, but for some reason I never went to Prince Edward Island when I was living there. And Chuck Frankel was a journalist friend of my father's, who lived in Hawaii, and I hadn't really seen him since 1995, which was probably the only time I met him. But he was a very nice man, and was someone who I did know a little bit through email. And Harold Chapman I did not know. I never met Harold Chapman, and he actually didn't live in Toronto. He lived in Kitchener, Ontario. And but he and my father used to see each other sometimes. My aunt, of course, my mother's really good friend. She died a while ago in May, but it's still sad that Christmas is coming and these people are gone. And it makes me worry about my father because he really is affected by these things.